The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas-Fort Worth's number one for news, weather, and traffic. This is continuing team coverage from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth cops arrest a suspect in Thursday's road rage shooting that killed an Everman educator. Good morning. It's 7 o'clock. Skies are mostly clear. A few clouds at this hour. 80 degrees. The heat is back. It hasn't really gone anywhere. We got a heat advisory through 8 o'clock tonight. Elevated fire risks today. Sunny, windy, hot, 102 this afternoon. Top three things you need to know. The World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. is vandalized with bubbly soap and graffiti on Thursday. There is a gap, we now know, between getting state school vouchers and being able to use them. As 21,000 Texas students surrender their school vouchers after not being able to find private school seats that fit their needs. Our top story this morning, it's an update now to a story we brought you as breaking news this time yesterday morning.
A road rage shooting. A wanted man behind bars charged in a deadly shooting in Fort Worth.
Latavia Davis was driving on Interstate 20 near Granbury Road in Fort Worth Thursday morning. It's believed she was on her way to work at her job as a teacher's assistant in the Everman ISD. Witnesses told police that it appeared she was on the receiving end of a road rage incident involving another driver, and the person in that other car pulled alongside her and fired shots into her vehicle. She died at the scene. Fort Worth police say they have arrested 37-year-old Patrick Lawrence on a charge of murder. They're also offering their thanks to the bystanders who tried to help Davis after she was shot. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the KRLD 24-Hour Breaking News Center. We've cut the commercial breaks, so you're getting a full, nonstop 20-minute hit of news, traffic, and weather on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. I'm John Little. Thanks so much for being here.
News Radio 1080 KRLD and the latest on Operation Epic Fury.
Well, we do have a new development in Operation Epic Fury this morning, specifically with the USS Abraham Lincoln, which has been the focus of a lot of consternation over the last few days. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth is pushing back on reports from the Military Times, outlining deteriorating conditions aboard that aircraft carrier deployed near Iran as part of Operation Epic Fury. The ship has spent as much as 250 days at sea without a port call, but Hegseth insists many of the complaints have been addressed.
We, at the same time, what we're hearing from Navy officials is that, yes, the major efforts are being made to ensure that quality of care is available to them, that behavioral health specialists are aboard. For example, we were told that there are five chaplains on board the aircraft carrier right now, that there are also three psychologists. There are other technicians involved. There's even a dog, a Labrador named Captain Fathom.
Captain Fathom, all right. Luis Martinez also reporting Hegseth wants to see crews rotated more often to avoid such long cruises in the future.
I would have to think that the line for Captain Fathom would be huge.
Yes.
I mean, even if you're just moderately annoyed, you would still want to see the only dog on.
Absolutely.
And where does he go to the bathroom on an aircraft carrier?
I mean, don't have that information.
Right? Inquiring minds. 7:04, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Ceasefire in Gaza is facing another test after Israeli strikes killed two Palestinians. Israel says one strike in Khan Yunis targeted a Hamas commander who was preparing an attack. A second strike killed a Gaza City police chief. Now, Hamas says that was an assassination. They were the first reported fatalities from Israeli strikes in Gaza in more than a week. The ceasefire does remain in place, but negotiations over disarming Hamas and Israeli withdrawal, those negotiations have stalled.
Well, Kurt Lewis says probably on the poop deck. That's probably where the dog goes.
That does make sense, doesn't it?
Well, accused CEO killer Luigi Mangione is expected to plead guilty this morning to federal charges in the 2024 killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer tells the Start Here podcast, this may not be a typical plea deal.
You could take a plea in two different ways. As a defense attorney, you could talk to the prosecutor and say, hey, let's hash this out. Let's get a plea deal. And that's what we're usually accustomed to. But as a defense attorney, if you're getting nowhere with the prosecutor and they're not giving you an offer, they're not giving you something that you can that your client wants to take, you're allowed to turn directly to the judge and say, hey, judge, What will you give me? Now, the difference between that is the judge can't dismiss any of the charges to then make the deal sweeter for you.
Legal experts say Mangione's defense may use New York's double jeopardy law to try to block a separate state murder trial.
A few years ago, I was part of an honor flight where they fly veterans up to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. just for a day, in and out in one day. And I was one of the escorts. I was escorting some of the veterans. And we went to the World War II Memorial. Man, that is just a striking, striking memorial. It'll take your breath away. And that's why this hurts all the much more. Vandalism at that World War II memorial. U.S. Park Police are looking for whoever dumped red paint on the walls of the memorial and then poured something into the fountain that made a bubble like soap. Scott Wimpheimer traveled from Minnesota to visit the memorial. He says the vandalism feels personal.
It is a World War II monument. It's to all the people who died and fought and sacrificed for our country.
Crews were washing off the paint Thursday night, last night, trying to remove the suds as well.
Well, let's get a Wall Street update. Two of the three major stock averages on track for their third consecutive weekly advance.
The Dow Jones on Thursday gained 70 points to close at 53,840, while the NASDAQ added 0.8%. The S&P finished at a new record high. Mortgage rates haven't been this low in a month. The average rate for a 30-year fixed home loan standing at just under 6.7%. The biggest driver for the drop is a lower reading on inflation at the wholesale level. Americans' changing tastes and the nation's shrinking cattle herd are costing some people their jobs. Tyson Foods says it's restructuring its beef operations by closing two plants and pursuing the sale of a third. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
7:07 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Voters in Dallas will now see an over $400 million bond proposition on the November ballot.
The city council voted to call the election, which now only includes one public safety proposition totaling $443 million. It would fund a new police academy and training complex, a new DPD property room, replacement of Fire Station 4, and relocating 911 and emergency operations out of City Hall.
I agree generally with the amendments effort to break out the different items on the budget for Proposition A so that people understand what it is they are voting for.
Councilman Paul Ridley was among seven council members who supported Councilwoman Kara Mendelson's amendment, which would have separated the five projects into its own vote, saying voters would not pass the bond once they see the academy and relocation of 911 operations out of City Hall grouped together. From the 24-hour news center, Emily Capatillo, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And fire danger, wildfire risk growing across Texas.
The best thing everyone can do to try to prevent unintentional fires is to keep anything that's extremely hot away from anything that can burn. That advice from Denton Fire Captain Hunter Lott. He says there is one thing that can always be risky in the middle of August.
People love to grill and barbecue outside. A lot of times people, when it's really hot, they want those under a patio. Or sometimes it's next to a wooden fence.
He says every year is different, but right now is when we usually see the biggest wildfire threat. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Let's see. We got Rough Riders baseball tonight in Frisco. They're taking on the San Antonio Missions. That's at 7:05 at Riders Field. Universe Soul Circus, 7 o'clock tonight. The shops at Redbird. That looks like a lot of fun. It's in a tent out in the parking lot, but it is air-conditioned. In fact, it's very much like when Cirque du Soleil was in Grand Prairie.
Exactly.
It was also in a tent, but it was air-conditioned. It was
really
nice.
Gotta have the AC.
Tonight, you can see country music singer Megan Maroney. Maroney?
I think it's Maroney, but I may be a Maruon.
She's at the AAC. By the way, she is the new spokesperson for Raising Cane's Fried Chicken.
She has replaced
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris was a one-month spokesperson. Now Megan Maroney is the spokesperson. Tomorrow night, Ella with Bangs Langley. Ella Langley is going to be at Dickies Arena tomorrow night. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be a really big deal. BTS at AT&T Stadium. There's two kinds of people in this world. People that have no idea what or who BTS is, and people who are thoroughly obsessed with BTS. There's no in-between here.
You think there's no in-between?
Uh-uh.
I think there's some in-between. I think there's some awareness slash annoyance. It's kind of like Taylor Swift.
Perhaps.
But,
a smidgen.
But,
so they're a K-pop band from Korea.
Yes.
And they're they're huge. Absolutely huge.
Very large.
And then Saturday night, Train and BNL at Dos Equis Pavilion.
Okay.
The Bare Naked Ladies.
I'm in. That's the one I would go to this weekend.
And a lot of fun shows.
Yeah.
We They say Vegas is the entertainment capital. I don't believe it. Dallas is the entertainment capital of the world. 712 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For everything you need to know about in DFW.
There's a movement to push the start of school back.
State Rep. Jared Patterson of Frisco is among some lawmakers wanting the long tradition to stop.
And the world.
The tempo of operations in Epic Fury may be stretching the military too far.
Moldy showers, broken toilets, food shortages. Multiple sailors have tried to jump overboard. One wife saying her husband reached a breaking point after his deployment kept getting extended.
Your source for trusted information is News Radio 1080 KRLD. Now, the top three things you need to know.
Dallas County health officials investigate a possible tuberculosis exposure at Irving's MacArthur High School. Now, get this. It's believed the exposure actually happened last school year. So that's why they're advising returning 10th, 11th, and 12th graders to get tested. Freshmen aren't exposed, so they're not asking those kids to be tested. The baby at the center of a high-profile Texas surrogacy dispute is now said to be in the custody of the intended California parents, though is still receiving medical care here in Dallas. This is the same couple that wanted the baby aborted. The infant, known as baby Gabriel, was born Wednesday with a serious heart defect. Cops in Fort Worth take 37-year-old Patrick Lawrence into custody after a road rage shooting on I-20 claimed the life of an Everman school employee, this time yesterday morning.
The top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD. This is your rapid fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The morning briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News this morning for the law offices of Namath and Flores at 7:23 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coming up, David Johnson about 30 seconds from now. But first, Bruce Richardson, president of the Save Dallas City Hall Coalition, is speaking out after the group sued to protect the IMPAI designed building. He says there's international support. It's been overwhelming.
Worldwide, people have thrown attention at us because how do you put a value on a world-renowned piece of architecture and IMPAI's first civic architecture design?
The suit is seeking repairs while the building pursues historic protection. It's a process the Dallas Landmark Commission began last year, but it's not been completed. The mayor later supported moving out and selling City Hall, of course. Now, the city has not commented on the suit from the group.
Good morning. It's now 7:24. Get a check of your money. Good morning, David Johnson.
Joyous Friday to all. We've got a stock market today that is playing, I guess, the rubber match. We have, you know, sort of modest gains in the averages this week. Actually, the Dow Industrials average is down 0.33% coming into trading day for the week. But the S&P average is up 0.5%, but that was enough to record another new all-time closing high yesterday. The Russell, the small stock index, had a new all-time high yesterday. It's up 0.5%. NASDAQ is up, but just barely. So we'll see. Right now, it looks like we're going to be mixed. Maybe the light selling and the blue chips would continue because the Dow looks down 85 points, while the NASDAQ snapping back up 98. The S&P average looks up 5 points. We're watching the price of oil closely, as we always do. But right now, Brent crude is up 42 cents. West Texas International Intermediate is up 61 cents. So a little bit snapback gains there after that sell-off yesterday. And we're watching the political climate. Of course, the latest scheme is to, you know, use economic isolation to break the naval blockade. By the same token, we would impose a naval blockade that would go on for a long time. Fascinating quote from the Treasury Secretary yesterday, who said, quote, "Watch this space for more announcements coming next week, because we are going to apply pressures like has never been seen in the history of economic isolation of a country."
Wow.
We can't wait. Pretty strong language, right?
It is.
And this is the Treasury, not the Secretary of Defense, but the Treasury Secretary. Applied Materials is weaker today because the earnings were just fabulous but didn't quite live up to expectations. Right now, looks like a mixed opening on Wall Street. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With oil out of the Middle East in short supply due to conflicts over the Strait of Hormuz, Texas-produced petroleum products are in big demand, so a major gasoline pipeline project is taking shape.
The Western Gateway Pipeline, which will send gasoline from Texas to California, is being given a green light by investors. Experts say this is a huge deal because Western states are running low on fuel.
A good portion of the refineries in that area are being shut down.
Bruce Bullock at SMU's McGuire Energy Institute says on top of that, Middle Eastern oil is now not an option. This 900-mile pipeline will send 230,000 barrels per day. He says that will not solve their problems, but it will help until they can develop a strategy to survive. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Rangers fall 7-0 to the Angels. Jacob DeGrom leaves after only two innings because of tightness in his right triceps. The loss, combined with Detroit's win, bumps Texas out of a playoff position for the first time in more than 2 weeks. Texas now a half game behind the Tigers for their final AL wild card. Two games behind Houston in the West. DeGrom allowed two runs and six hits before the Rangers pulled him. Manager Skip Schumacher says the decision was an easy one once the training staff told him about the problem.
It was the second inning that he felt it, and I wasn't going to risk it once I heard the tricep.
Rangers are expected to reassess DeGrom today. They open a series against the Athletics tonight at 8:40. Two of the Cowboys' biggest rookie additions are expected to make their preseason debuts tomorrow night in Seattle. Safety Caleb Downs and pass rusher Malachi Lawrence should both see some action against the Seahawks. But Cowboys owner GM and general manager Jerry Jones says the team will be careful with how much it asks of them.
We're going to try to be as judicious as we can about not getting these guys hurt. And everybody's on the same page to do that. So we'll see a little of some of those new guys, more on others. But I'm anxious to see what we see.
Dallas opens the preseason against Seattle tomorrow night at 7 at Lumen Field. And you can hear it on 105.3 The Fan.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.